Chapter 11. Paramedic.
The officers stood in my bedroom, banging my
I'm gonna
clothes.
Bang your clothes, lady. You gotta watch.
All right, we can start.
His hands continued down my back to the clasp on my bra. He released the constraining garment and freed my breasts. My breasts.
My breasts.
My breasts.
All right, Sally Mae. My breast is was free. Okay, we're saving this one.
Soon enough, I was lost again as he unbuttoned my shirt, one button at a time, pausing to kiss the necklace as he dipped his head to my cleavage.
Ooh, he's kissing his own excrement.
That's gross.
That's gross.
It also placed my very naked woman flesh in direct contact. What?
Womanly.
Fuck. Wasn't woman flesh? Lady bits?
Man meat?
Pork sword?
Squish mitten. The misfortune that befell Michael in your wedding bed was because he bedded and bit my mate. The bonding spell has precautions against anyone trying to take you from me. And you have my blood, which to him is poison. But I think somewhere, deep inside, you knew it already.
My hands hung limply at my side. Thank goodness I refrained from dating. Thank you for the coffee. I'm Lyndon, and you are? I said, holding out my hand. He sheepishly accepted it and gave me the most bewildered look.
Thorson. But most call me Thor.
He stared deep into my eyes for the first time. Do you like buses driving up your ass?
Yes, I do. I have a particularly wide anal canal. The maker was very generous with me. VW bug?
Clunk. Why didn't you tell me Miguel held Cyril... Miguel. No.
Hola. Señor Cyril, please come in. I'm going to chain you to the radiator and beat you savagely.
But those in the past who graciously fulfilled my need were never honored with such a gift. It is for you, and only you.
He increased his speed. I panted. Where am I?
His balls slapped heavy against my clit. He had big, hairy, swinging balls, and they was slapping against my clit. They was like bowling balls, except sweaty.
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 Has anyone made you the center of their world? Thought of you before all others, including themselves? Filled each day with comfort of knowing someone cares enough to do anything for you.
Does Stanton count?
No, he doesn't count. I smiled in appreciation of the close friendship he had with Overton.
He has quite a tight little ass, you know. Oh, you'd be surprised. I make him sing like a canary. we, Liddy Liddy? When she plucked you from Earth, you were quite the performer, were you not? A well-established bard who drank and charmed his way into the beds of women, many of them driving trucks. Because there's nothing quite like a woman truck driver. Lusty, sweaty, Cheeto fingers. I stood and removed my pants, freeing my straining member.
Oh, God.
Before I pulled the sword at my feet, free from it. Blah,
blah, blah, blah. Before I pulled my pork sword.
I already had my pork sword. Well, it is a pig. And I am Jewish. But I'll call it a pig nose if you want.
A growl escaped my throat. And a sneeze.
I'm so sorry.
I sneezed all over Celestine's face. And by George, I think she liked it.
I apologize.
I coughed into her mouth. It was disgusting. And she loved it.
He tugged the shirt over my head.
Did you say he tugged the shirt?
Tugged. He tugged. He tugged.
He tugged the shirt. Hey, give her. Was it a pope? Go tug it on a pope. On his, he's wearing a dress.
I watched as it slithered down his length.
Length. The loop slithered down his length, lady. His cockle slocking was engorged, Dino. I got a flagging with a flogging with my dripping with the looping.
I watched as it slithered down his leg. I can do this. Okay. Here we go. I watched as it slithered down his length. He smoothed. Shut up! I'm having a very hard time. My body quaked from desire and gripped them both, milking them. What did I do?
You said, hold on, where's the line?
My body quaked from desire and gripped.
My body quaked from desire and gripped it at both.
You gripped it.
I gripped it.
My body quaked from desire and I gripped it at them both.